So the Gemara goes on to say that after the messenger came and confirmed that Yochanan ben Zakkai was correct and he was appointed king. All right, so so Aspasianus had one sandal on, one shoe on, and one off. So he tried to put on his other shoe, and he just couldn't. Tried to take off the one that he had on, and he just couldn't. All right, so it was like, didn't understand what was happening to him. He said, "My high asked of Yochanan ben Zakkai, what's going on?" So he says, don't worry about it, King. It's because you heard good news that you've been appointed king. And the pasuk Shmua Toiva Tadashin Etzem, right? The hearing good news, expands the bones. I guess is the way to translate it. So, one could say, therefore, one would think to translate it, to explain to Gemara that your feet have swollen because of the good news, but we'll get back to that in a second. But that's the little words of the pasuk is good news, as it were, refines, expands, enlivens, the bone. All right, so what should I do? You stay there with one shoe on, one shoe off, and he can't, either put on the other shoe or take off the first shoe. So he says, bring a person that you don't like, right, in front of you, someone that drives you batty, right? Put him in front of you, and you'll see that you'll be able to, he indeed did that, Yochanan ben Zakkai also brings a pasuk that, unpleasant things, dry up the bones, brings a pasuk to that effect. And, Aspasia is able to get out of this predicament of having one shoe on and one shoe off, right? This is a very strange Gemara, what's being alluded to over here? Like, what's being said? This whole thing about the shoes and the good news and the bad news and, rather the good news and the person that he's annoyed with. What's going on? So Morale explains that really this Gemara should not be taken, literally, or rather, to be more precise, if you take the Gemara really, really literally, you'll see it's not saying that the foot swelled. Because after all, the pasuk that Yochanan ben Zakkai brings, actually both pasuk and one of them talk about flesh. And all of a sudden, he had more when it was swelling, so it's like more flesh and more blood. And that's not what happened. The pasuk talk about the bones. And the word etzem, for bone, could also mean essence. Right? Good news affects a person's essence. Right? When it's really good news, they takes to heart. So it shakes them up. And so he said, what happened over here was that the king lost his ability to concentrate, right? And that's why he just couldn't function. He was mixed up. And as a further ride to that, the Maharal says, they talk about the shoes, right? So it's very interesting, the Maharal points out, that in Talmudic talk, right, we talk about halacha, right? A law is halacha. The word for law is halacha, to walk. That's what it means. Same root as the word to walk, right? And a whole piece describing how to arrive at the halacha, a whole legal deliberation of how to arrive at the final halacha, is called a sugya, right? And the word sugya in Aramaic means to walk, right? It means how to walk. And also when we say in our yeshiva talk, it's even in Svarim also, we talk about, I have an approach to resolve this issue. I have a mahalach. Mahalach also, same word, is to walk, an ability to walk. And what the shoes represent, right, is the ability to think through, right? As you're mentally walking through the maze that you have to get through. You're mentally navigating and moving through all the logical steps, step by step, right, walking. Right, what it means that he couldn't get his shoes on, right? He couldn't walk, right? It means he got mixed up. He got totally mixed up by the good news. So the good news, right, just totally took over his mind. And that's also represented, also alluded to, one shoe on, one shoe off, right? The one shoe on that he can't, say he couldn't take off that shoe, that's alludes to the good news. I'm a king, he just couldn't take his mind off that he's been appointed king. He's now the Caesar, he just can't get his mind off that issue. That's what's represented by the shoe being off. He can't put the other shoe on, is that because he's so fixed, with that idea, so fixated with the idea that he's king, so he can't think about anything else. That's why he can't put the other shoe on. Right? Basically, he's lost in the sugya, as we'd say. Right? He's lost in the whole mahalach. He has no mahalach. He's fixed on one point, and he can't think about anything else. That's represented by the shoe he can't take off, and the other shoe he can't put on. Right? That's the depth of what's being alluded to over here. And that's the good news affects the essence. The essence of etzem. Etzem literally means bone, but also means the essence of person. What's the essence of person is mind, right? The good news affects the mind. So in order to get him off, he's so fixated on the fact that he's king, you have to get him off of that. So, have someone that you don't like pass in front of you, and, that bad feeling will adulterate how he's just overcome by good feeling. And then he'll be able to get off that point that he sees her and move on. As it were, get the other shoe on. Or just get off that point and get the shoe off. Right. And the moral doesn't say these words, but I guess this just further points out that Yerushalayim for sure fell, by divine decree. But you see how he was so traumatically affected by good news. We're not talking about a person who's very, very in control. Right, he lost control, just a little bit of good news, and he's totally frazzled by it. Right, so not dealing with the person who's super in control in any way, and nonetheless Yerushalayim fell to him. That just shows that it really fell by divine decree. That's what's represented by the shoe that he can't get on and the shoe that he can't get off. Okay, so we go on, and there's one last point. So he asks him, if you're so wise, so why haven't you found a way to escape from the city and come to me sooner? As I told you already, referring to the ruffians. And the king said, well, I also told you already, referring to his whole thing with the serpent around the barrel of honey, which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, by divine decree, had no answer for, because God wanted Yerushalayim to fall. So, again, referring to divine decree that God wants Yerushalayim to fall, so Aspasianus says, all right, listen, I'm leaving now, all right? And someone else is going to take over and cream this place. We're going to take down Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. But before I go, you can make a wish and I'll grant it. So at that point, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Ten li yavne v'chachamei, give me the yavne and the wise men. Find a remedy, right? Find a refuah for Rabbi Tzadok. As we mentioned in a few sessions ago, he had fasted for 40 years and was very weak, and he reached such a frailness and so thin. If we eat something, you could see it going down. The esophagus hitting the stomach. He was that thin. But heal Rabbi Tzadok, and also spare the royal line of Rebbe Gamliel. They were from the Mishpacha of the Nasi, the princes of Israel. They were descended from David HaMelech. Spare the royal family of Rebbe Gamliel. Right, these are the three things that he asked. And the Gemara says that some Amoraim and some say some Tanaim condemned them. That again, this was Meshiv Chachayim Achor, God by divine decree, must have made him say something. Seemingly wasn't the smartest thing to say. If he had, Aspasianus's graces on his side, then he should have asked him just to spare Yerushalayim altogether. Right? But over here, the Gemara finds a defense from Yochanan ben Zakkai. So yeah, so some held that this is also part of the divine decree to make sure Yerushalayim gets destroyed, and why God worked it out that Yochanan ben Zakkai should not ask for Yerushalayim to be spared. But the Gemara actually comes and defends Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, no, it was actually an intelligent decision from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's perspective, because he thought maybe sparing Yerushalayim, Aspasias wouldn't be willing, and then he'd come away with nothing. Because, you know, that which you asked for, I'm for sure not doing, and that's, you used up your one request, and that request that you made, since I'm not granted, you have no more requests. Right? You get nothing, so at least this way he was assured to get something. That's how the Gemara sticks up with Yochanan ben Zakkai. All right, what the Maral comes to explain is, okay, so now Yochanan ben Zakkai had thought this through, right? So just like we thought through that, you know, Yerushalayim I'm probably not going to get, I have to get the next best thing. How are these three things the next best thing? And indeed, the Gemara goes on to say he got them. All right, he got these three things that he asked for. Okay, so in what way are these three second best to sparing Yerushalayim? So the Maral explains that these three represent, once again, the three big pillars that we've been speaking about time and time again. That, you know, we would have the powers of the pillars that we've been speaking about throughout this series within us. So if the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, right, but, you know, it would be just a matter of time before the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, as we believe that the Beis Hamikdash could be rebuilt any second, because we'd have the power of the three pillars within us. The pillars that are represented by the divine attributes of Chesed, Din, Rachamim, right? Kindness, unmitigated kindness, judgment, and mercy. That we've explained these three midas in prior sessions. And the Maral goes on to explain, look, Yavne v'chachamer, Yavne and the wise man, so aside the fact that it's Torah, but Torah is also called Teras Chesed, right? Pasuk Mishnah, Pia Pasuk of Chachma, the Torah's Chesed al Shona, you know, the Torah of Chesed is on her tongue, and the Gemara invokes the Gemara that says a person learns Torah at night, so Chutcho Chesed Mashloch Bayom, person is, you know, stays up late learning, so he has a certain aura of divine kindness upon him throughout the following day. All right, so Torah, you know, aside from its own merit, also invokes, you know, and brings about, you know, stimulates and draws forth the Midah of Chesed. Right, so Yavne v'chachmeh is Torah, and would also draw forth upon the Jewish people the Midah of Chesed, the Midah of Avraham Avinu. Right. You know, and now healing Rebbe Tzaddik. Rebbe Tzaddik is the epitome of prayer and divine service. He fasted and prayed for 40 years that Yerushalayim shouldn't be destroyed. So, you know, through prayer, we deserve to be spared, through prayer and repentance. So prayer and repentance is deserving to be spared because you're praying for it. And so it's din. It also counteracts the divine judgment against us. If there's divine judgment against us, we repent and we remove the divine judgment against us. So fasting and prayer is both to deserve to exist. That's one aspect of din. It also annuls the negative aspect of din. That if there's a judgment against us, it's annulled through fasting and prayer. So that's healing Rebbe Tzaddik. We need him with us. We need his power of fasting and prayer with us. And that's connected to Midah of Din, connected to Yitzhak Avinu. Right? And now the royal family of Rebbe Gamliel, so that reflects, yeah, that's the leading family of the Jewish people. It's representative of the whole Jewish people. They were called a kingdom of priests. You know, Mamleches Kohanim were considered a very holy aristocratic nation. So it's represented for the, you know, the power of the Jewish people as a people, which our power as a people comes from Yaakov Avinu. That's why we're Bnei Yisrael, always called Beis Yaakov or Bnei Yisrael. We're called Yisrael. He, you know, his name became also our national name because he is the final patriarch that sets the Jewish, the Jewish Tzelem in motion. It took the three of us together to forge the Jewish people. So from Yaakovino and downwards, we are the authentic Jewish people. That's why we find Yaakov, Mitaso Shlema, Yaakov, all his children are Jewish. Whereas Avram had, Yishmael is not Jewish, and Yitzhak had Esav, that's not Jewish. Yaakov, it's the complete Jew, right? He completes the Jewish form and closes the circuit on the Jewish form. And of course, since we are the Jewish people, so we are God's firstborn, deserving of mercy, like a father has mercy on his son. You know, that is the aristocracy of Rabbi Gamliel, represents like the perfect Jewish family. i.e. the perfect family that's God's children, and it's just natural that God should have mercy on his children. So it's sparing the pure Jewish form that draws forth divine mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the midah of Yaakov, it's the midah of Rachamim, the third midah. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, if we have these three, we'll have the power of the three pillars within us perpetually. It'll just be a matter of time till the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, right? So, and indeed, we hope and pray that this year, this Tisha B'Av, will be a day of Simcha, and the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. We will continue this series next year, as Divrei Torah are eternal. So we'll continue learning these Agadotes next year, by the Beis Hamikdash with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.